right, welcome back. Final segment of tonight's show, and we're going to go immediately to Chris Sill with the Olympic Report. Chris.
All right, thank you, Haba. Field hockey, Tara Vitesse was named ACC Field Hockey Player of the Week for the second week in a row, and Virginia won 3-1 over number 10 in the country, Syracuse, on Friday night, and 8-0 over Vermont on Sunday. Cross country, men's and women's both captured the Virginia Panorama Farms Invitational title over the weekend. Women's soccer, number 2 Virginia women's soccer defeated Wake Forest, but they lost at Florida State, which was number 5 in the country, 1-0. Men's soccer had a tough week, losses to Davidson and then to number 18 in the country, Syracuse, last week. And then women's tennis, Macy Epstein and Marie Fauer advanced to the qualifying doubles draw at the 2014 Riviera ITA All-American Championships.
All right, gentlemen, this weekend, of course, the big game is the Panthers in Scott Stadium, but Virginia Tech, North Carolina. Mr. Maloney, how do you see that one?
You know, North Carolina's got their back against the wall after giving up 3 straight games of 500-plus yards.
And a lot of points, too.
A lot of points.
Their opponents have averaged 60 a game the last 2 weeks.
I figure that there's, you know, Carolina at home, they're going to play tough. Because they pretty much realize the whole season is over.
Is their defense that bad?
They haven't stopped anybody. So. And they've been equally poor against between the run and the pass. So, this is a potential get-well game for the Hokies. But I think Carolina's going to come out with fire. And this is going to go down to late in the game, and I'm going to predict a 14-13 victory by the Tar Heels.
Wait, you're 14-13 after Carolina gave up 70.
I'm just telling you.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying
their back is against the wall.
Well, that's interesting. All right, Mr. Sill, what do you think? Tech and the Tar Heels.
Yeah, I don't know. I think North Carolina comes out inspired because they have to. This is really it, like you guys said.
I think it may be 14-13 at halftime. How about Miami-Georgia Tech, another big game in the Coastal Division?
You know, Miami played very well last week, and I'm predicting that they go into Atlanta and win that game.
That would be a big win for them. Georgia Tech still undefeated at 4-0.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm trying to figure out who we want to win more or lose.
Well, we definitely want Georgia Tech to lose because they're on a roll, even though they've had a pretty soft opening schedule. Plus, we got Pitt at Virginia at 7:30, Scott Stadium, Saturday night. Be there.
27-17 Wahoos.
All right.
Sounds right.
I went 28-10, I think is what I said. I'm going to stick with that. So all 3 of us have got the Wahoos. All right. Big show next weekend. We've got Billy McMullen has been invited. We haven't gotten a confirmation yet. We're trying to track down former UVA wide receiver Tyrone Davis. So we have some
and
great.
And before too long, we need to have the coach on, which we will soon.
Go Hoos.
And Gordy Rawls. Go Wahoos.